Proverbs 17. It is better to eat a dry crust of bread in peace than to have a banquet where there is quarreling. An astute slave will rule over his master's disgraceful son, and that servant will even receive a brotherly share of the inheritance. A crucible is for purifying silver, and a furnace is for refining gold, but the always present one tests hearts. A bad person listens to evil words. A liar pays attention to cruel words. Making fun of a poor person is insulting the God who made him. If you laugh at somebody else's troubles, then you yourself will be punished. Grandchildren are the glory of old men, and children are proud of their fathers. Eloquent speech and a fool do not go together, neither does being a nobleman and being a liar. Some people think that they can bribe others, and others will do whatever they ask. Such individuals think that a payoff will succeed every time. Whoever forgives someone's sin makes a friend, but whoever keeps on talking about that sin breaks up friendships. A discerning person will learn more from one warning than a fool will learn from 100 lashes on his back. A rebel is only looking for trouble, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. What is more dangerous than meeting a mother deer that has been robbed of her cubs? Confronting a fool in his folly. If a person pays back evil for good, then his household will always be full of trouble. The start of a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So, stop the dispute before a fight breaks out. The always present one hates these two things. 1, letting guilty people go free, and 2, condemning an innocent person. It won't do a fool any good to try to buy wisdom. He doesn't really want to be wise. A real friend is friendly toward you all the time, and a blood brother will always be there for you. It doesn't make any sense for a person to do business by putting up a security deposit for his neighbor. Whoever loves crime loves contention. Whoever is proud is asking for trouble. A person with a crooked heart will not find any success, and the person whose words are twisted will get into trouble. It is painful for a man to have a stupid son. There is no joy in being the father of a fool. A cheerful disposition is like good medicine, but a broken spirit drains one's strength. An evil person secretly accepts a payoff to twist the course of justice. A person with insight focuses upon wisdom, but a stupid person lets his mind wander everywhere else. A stupid son grieves his father, and he causes great sorrow for his mother. Also, it's wrong to punish a person who is innocent or to flog leaders for being honest. The knowledgeable person says very little, but a person with insight stays very calm. Even a foolish person seems to be wise, if he keeps quiet. He appears to have insight if he does not speak.